Heroes with Ella McKay, a new comedy from James L. Brooks, starring Emma Mackey, Jamie Lee Curtis, with Albert Brooks and Woody Harrelson. Ella McKay, in theaters December 12th.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter supports the variety of music heard on KPR and believes listeners' financial contributions are vital to continuing Kansas Public Radio's mission.
79 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
Of the new book, The Freedom Manifesto. And mom, proud mom. Thank you very much.
Very proud. Thank you.
We spoke with Maria Corina Machado as part of NPR's video podcast, Newsmakers. You can watch our full conversation on the NPR app and NPR's YouTube channel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, on one recent afternoon, a group of doctors gathered in a Boston arboretum to experience something called forest therapy.
Imagine that your body has roots and begin to watch those roots tunnel down into the earth.
More on what's being called nature-based medicine and why one physician wants more doctors to learn more about it. We will also tell you about the excitement about the World Cup in West Africa, specifically in Cape Verde. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have an hour of classical music and then a rebroadcast of Classics Live from last Thursday. Tonight featuring pianist Janice Carissa at the Lead Center Pavilion. Music of Schumann and Scriabin, Bach, and more. Join us at 8 o'clock tonight on your KPR One stations for Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have a rebroadcast of this week's This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence and 80 in Topeka.
Support from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We'll get you caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Thanks for tuning in today. We have news headlines coming your way in less than 1 minute. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow, it's 80 degrees in Topeka, and it's 6:30.
Iran, as soon as it's over, you're going to see gasoline and oil drop like a rock.
Gas prices have jumped 50% since the start of the war in late February. The cost of diesel even higher, which truckers use to transport consumer goods across the country. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. State employees in Kansas will still be able to choose health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
After its meeting in April, when it considered making changes, the State Employees Health Care Commission received a deluge of messages from state workers pleading that Blue Cross be kept as a health insurance option. Most of the state's more than 40,000 employees use Blue Cross, and the commission considered dropping the company to save money. Now, that's not going to happen. Originally, some commission members hinted that a switch to an Aetna-only plan could save the state more than $200 million over 3 years. Commission Chair Adam Proffitt says his decision against that plan came down to giving workers options.
I have a strong opinion on this, that we need to maintain choice.
Prophet says that the increase in costs keeps up with inflation while maintaining choice. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The state of Kansas is not reinstating a program that was going to help people with disabilities afford services outside nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The Money Follows the Person program was supposed to launch in July after receiving a federal grant. The program would pay for things like home accessibility modifications or rent and utilities. Janet Williams with the home health care service Minds Matter says the sudden change is shocking.
This is money sitting in front of us and we're saying no. Thank you. How do we get it? How do we make sure this happens? And it may not be the bang for the buck, but you know what? If two people get out of institutions, that's two people.
Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says the decision came because of federal changes and uncertainty about future federal funding. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg made a billion-dollar promise to Kansas today, announcing the aviation company would invest in Wichita over the next 3 years.
We're going to upgrade our facilities, we're going to expand our employee training, and we're going to strengthen the production system that we have here. All of this helps us get ready for what's ahead as we prepare for higher production rates.
Ortberg delivered the news in front of a crowd of Boeing employees and local leaders, including U.S. Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran and Lieutenant Governor David Toland. The investment is Boeing's response to a backlog of aircraft orders that now totals 6,000 planes. Boeing returned to Kansas in December with the reacquisition of Spirit AeroSystems in a deal valued at over $8 billion. This is KPR.
Support for Airs from reaching the World Cup group stage. Funding it plans to use to strengthen its finances and build a structured scouting system across the diaspora. And back on these island pitches, the next generation keeps playing, fueled by a World Cup dream that no longer feels out of reach. For NPR News, I'm Ricky Shryock in Cape Verde.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., it's Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more.
Support for KPR comes from Salina's Steeple Theater with Old Crow Medicine Show, bringing their modern blend of folk, bluegrass, and Americana back to the Steeple in Salina, Thursday, May 14th. Tickets are at steepletheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too. You will see them all listed online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can always just stream us, both KPR1 and KPR2 feeds, and see complete program schedules for both of our services. Stay tuned, about another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. 7:01, we have news headlines for you on KPR1, followed by Stardate, then an hour of classical music. At 8 o'clock, it's a rebroadcast of the most recent classics live. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, it's a repeat broadcast of This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from Imaginable Futures.
Whether we're reporting from the front lines of change or shedding light on what it all means, wherever Morning Edition goes, you go too. Bear witness with us every morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from FidPick and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band, May 16th at Venue 1235 in Lawrence. More information at fidpick.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then an hour of classical music with Steve Seal. At 8 o'clock tonight, it's Classics Live. We'll hear a repeat broadcast of what you heard back on Thursday night of last week. That will be followed at 9 o'clock by Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Lows tonight in the mid-50s. Clear skies, more clear skies tomorrow, too, and a bit warmer with highs in the upper 80s. It's 7:01, and news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump heads to China tomorrow, and he's taking a sizable business delegation with him, including some of the biggest names in corporate America. NPR's John Ruich reports this comes during a period of relative calm in the U.S.-China trade relationship.
According to the White House, more than a dozen top U.S. executives will be on the trip this week, including Apple's Tim Cook, Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg, and Elon Musk of Tesla and SpaceX fame. Musk also co-led Trump's Department of Government Efficiency early in his second term. There are financiers in the group, too, from BlackRock, Blackstone, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs. This trip will be the first to China by a U.S. president since Trump visited during his first term nearly 9 years ago. And while geopolitics loom large, especially the war in Iran, the parade of executives signals an interest in promoting business and potentially striking deals despite a festering trade war. John Ruich, NPR News, Washington.
The Treasury Department wants U.S. banks to monitor suspected Iranian money laundering networks. These networks allegedly use funds to smuggle sanctioned oil through shell companies and crypto networks. The U.S. and Iran are at an impasse over ending the war, with the ceasefire growing shaky. President Trump said the ceasefire is on life support after rejecting Tehran's latest proposal. The Supreme Court has paved the way for Alabama to eliminate a congressional district that's represented by a black Democrat for this year's midterm election. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, the ruling comes as Republican officials push to redraw Alabama's congressional districts after the Supreme Court further limited the Voting Rights Act.
Republican state officials in Alabama had lost a legal fight last year over the state's congressional map after finding that a proposed map by state lawmakers intentionally discriminated against black voters. A lower federal court ruled Alabama should keep using a court-drawn map to get in line with the Voting Rights Act. That map includes two districts where black voters in Alabama have a realistic opportunity to elect their preferred candidate. But after the Supreme Court recently weakened the Voting Rights Act's protections against racial discrimination and redistricting, Alabama Republicans asked the justices to speed up their consideration of whether to review their state's congressional map again. The High Court agreed and has thrown out the lower court ruling that required Alabama to use its current map for this year's midterms. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
A substantial number of Americans doubt the legitimacy of recent attempts against President Trump's life. That's according to a NewsGuard YouGov poll released today. It finds that 30% of Americans think at least one of those incidents was staged. Trump has been the subject of 3 assassination attempts over the last 2 years. The findings come weeks after a gunman attempted to storm the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which Trump attended. In the weeks since, a wave of misinformation around the event has spread online. U.S. stocks inched up to new records today. The S&P 500 and Dow both rose less than 0.25%. The NASDAQ added a fraction of a percent. This is NPR News from Washington.
Stardate May 11th. Venus might be feeling a bit neglected. The last dedicated mission to the planet wrapped up its work 2 years ago. A couple of spacecraft have scanned the planet since then, but Venus wasn't their main target. They were using the planet's gravity to fling them toward their intended targets. But Venus exploration could tick up over the next few years. Several missions are being developed. Most of them are big and complicated, so they won't be ready until the next decade. But a craft the size of a beach ball could head for Venus as early as this summer. It'll probe the planet's clouds for signs of organic compounds, the chemistry of life. Venus Life Finder is a project of Rocket Lab and MIT, the first commercially developed mission to the planet. It's a small, blunt cone. When it arrives at Venus, it will plunge through the planet's clouds, shining a laser on the way down. The reflected light will reveal details about the cloud particles. Bits of organic matter might be set aglow. Some recent observations have hinted that the clouds could contain microscopic life. Life Finder won't actually search for life, but it could tell us if the building blocks of life lurk inside the planet's clouds. Venus is the evening star. It's sneaking up on the star Elnath at the tip of one of the horns of the bull. Tonight, the star is a little to the upper right of Venus. The planet will slip past it during the week. And we have more sky-watching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
I'd band. It's classical music on a Monday evening. Hello there, I'm Steve Seal. Schubert's First Symphony and some 20th century music coming up from Michael Torkey a little later on. And the Poet and Peasant Overture by Franz von Suppe, played here by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, led by Paul Perret.
Thank you.
Here's Franz von Suppe telling us that the life of the poet and of the peasant is just a hoot in that music. The poet and peasant overture. Well, I suppose it depends on your circumstances. Paul Perret and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in that classic recording.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And the Kansas Music Hall of Fame presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 80 and fair. Wind is from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 50s. It's 80 and fair. From KPR's 24-hour weather center, I'm Maria Lopez.
16 years old, a mere 16. That's how old Schubert was when he launched his symphony writing career. We'll listen to the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted here by Daniel Barenboim, the Symphony No. 1 in D by Schubert. Symphony No. 1 by Franz Schubert, played there by the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Daniel Barenboim.
At KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go, Flash Gordon's here to save the universe.
Flash! Savior of the universe!
Join us Friday at Liberty Hall for Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial.
Planet is rushing madly toward the Earth. No human power can stop it.
Plus the 1980 remake featuring music by Queen. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 79 and fair. Wind is from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 50s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 50s. It's 79 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather. I'm Maria Lopez.
American composer Michael Torkey's music next. And this is a piece of his written for the, it was the 94 or 96 Olympics. I forget which year was the Summer Olympics that year. Middle of the 90s, though. It was in Atlanta, and he was commissioned to write this piece for it. And it's called Javelin. And let's listen to this performance by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Yoel Levy, appropriately enough. was just talking to a colleague earlier about this piece. We're both big Michael Torkey fans, and he was saying that it sounds like the commission on this piece might have been, okay, we couldn't get John Williams, but please, Michael Torkey, if you can write us something kind of John Williams-like. That's called Javelin by Michael Torkey. It was commissioned for the Atlanta Olympics, summertime Olympics in the mid-90s, and thus the title of that piece in the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Yoel Levy. Our music is supported by Bitwarden Password Manager, designed to enable users who work remotely to share information securely wherever they go for summer travel. Available at bitwarden.com. I'm Steve Seal. Do stay tuned.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 79 and fair. Wind is from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 50s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 50s. It's 79 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather. I'm Maria Lopez.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're inside the Lead Center Pavilion at KU, bringing you a refreshing piano recital by a young woman named Janice Carissa. She's one of those who makes the hardest piano music sound effortless. From her first notes, you will be entranced. The Philadelphia Inquirer agreed, saying Janice Carissa has the multicolored highlights of a mature pianist. Let's hear her signature clear and clean playing, yet colorful, in the first 10 of the Bunte Blätter by Robert Schumann, his Opus 99, or Colorful Leaves.
Thank you.
Robert Schumann's music from 1849 and before, calling various pieces he hadn't used before as a collection bunte Blätter, which in English means colorful leaves, as in album pages. Using many piano colors was Gilmore young artist Janis Caressa. Now Janis will play a Bach prelude and fugue in B-flat minor here at the Lead Center Pavilion. from the first book of the Well-Tempered Clavier by Johann Sebastian Bach, a prelude and fugue in B-flat minor. Next, Janice Carissa will play Alexander Scriabin's third piano sonata from about 1898 that was ahead of its time. There are four movements with some short notes by the composer to go along with each one. The first movement, marked Dramatico, is marked the soul, free and wild, is thrown into the whirlpool of suffering and strife. The last movement ends with a feeling of victory and triumph over those things. Scriabin's third sonata on KPR's Classics Live, featuring pianist Janice Carissa here at the Lead Center Pavilion.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming today. I promise I have prepared a little dessert in the form of an Indonesian music that is written by my mentor, Jaya Suprana. He gave me a lot of performing opportunities and also motivation to learn music and to really learn as many piano repertoire there is. I think we're so lucky as pianists that we could never possibly play everything that exists, but we can always try to know more of them out there. And so one of the pieces that I will be, the piece that I'll be playing today as an encore is called Fragment. It's by Jaya Suprana, and it's inspired by the Balinese dance and both slow and fast. So I hope you will enjoy it.
Covering a range of emotions by the Russian composer Alexander Scriabin, written when he was about 26. His piano sonata number 3, opus 23, played for us here in the Lead Center Pavilion at the University of Kansas by pianist Janice Carissa, who is currently on a world concert tour underwritten by the Gilmore Young Artist Competition, which she won. You can find out more about her at JaniceCarissa.com. Carissa with one R and two S's. KPR's radio engineer, Chubb Smith, was here to record the concert. I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live.
Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
A KPR recording made on Valentine's Day 2025. A violinist, Zolt Ader, with Lucy Tan at the piano, from the Carl Goldmark Concerto No. 1 in A minor. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So, Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean, then, for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More info at cromwellsolar.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says the Iran ceasefire is on life support after he rejected Tehran's latest proposal to end the war. Officials said the proposal included some concessions on Iran's disputed nuclear program, but Trump dismissed it as garbage.
And frankly, their leaders have been killed at the first level, second level, and half at the third level. And then they come back and they want to negotiate. And they give us a stupid proposal. It's a stupid proposal. And nobody would take it, although Obama would have taken it, Biden would have taken it. What they took was far worse.
Iran's chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz and America's blockade of Iranian ports are still in place. Trump said he would suspend the federal tax on gasoline to help Americans shoulder higher fuel prices caused by the war. Some businesses that have applied for tariff refunds are expected to begin receiving their money this week. This is almost 3 months after the Supreme Court found most of President Trump's tariffs from last year illegal. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
The U.S. government took about 2 months to set up an online system where companies that paid the illegal tariffs could request their money back. That's an estimated $166 billion, though not all of it is being processed in this first wave. U.S. Customs has also acknowledged that it did reject more than a third of refund claims for technical and data errors, though importers can refile. As of about 2 weeks ago, the agency said it had accepted claims covering about a fifth of all the shipments that are due refunds. Nike is the latest big company to face a class action lawsuit that argues shoppers should get a cut of any refunds because they paid the costs through higher prices. Nike declined comment. Alina Seluch, NPR News.
A nonprofit organization is suing the federal government over its decision to resurface and paint the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool blue before July 4th. As NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkis reports, the advocacy group is asking a federal judge to halt the project.
The Cultural Landscape Foundation filed its lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. It's suing the National Park Service, the Department of the Interior, and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, saying there was no federal review of the plans, which is mandated by the National Historic Preservation Act. Last month, President Trump said the project would cost no more than $2 million. But the New York Times has reported that the project's final cost could be upwards of $13 million in a no-bid contract. The Interior Department would not confirm the cost to NPR, but said it was necessary to get the project done by the 4th of July. Anastasia Tsiolkis, NPR News.
A new poll finds that younger Americans are more pessimistic than older ones about the state of the job market. The Gallup poll results are a reversal from just 3 years ago when older Americans were more pessimistic. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The EU has unanimously agreed to impose new sanctions on the leaders of the Palestinian militant group Hamas and the Israeli settler movement. It's a decision sparked by growing outrage over the devastation in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war. It comes after Hungary's new government dropped opposition to the move.
The man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last month has pleaded not guilty in court. Meanwhile, NPR's Odette Youssef says a survey shows many are skeptical that this and two other assassination attempts were all real.
The NewsGuard YouGov poll surveyed 1,000 Americans. It asked about the incident at the dinner, as well as incidents at a Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, and on golf grounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. 30% of respondents thought at least one of those was staged. Sophia Rubinson is with NewsGuard. She says that previously, uptake of conspiracy theories has been a feature of the political right in the U.S.
But this is really one area where the political left seems to be very susceptible for, you know, believing these types of baseless narratives.
Across all three events, Democrats were most skeptical of the Butler incident, with 42% saying they thought it was staged. Odette Youssef, NPR News.
The eyes of the movie world are turning to the Cannes Film Festival. The Côte d'Azur Spectacular starts tomorrow, playing host to some of the most anticipated movies of the year in a parade of glamorous red carpets and premieres. Highlights include new films by James Gray and Pedro Almodovar. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org.
vibraphonist Jian Chan Lu and her version of Invitation. Opening tonight's Jazz in the Night on KPR, and you're invited for lots of jazz all throughout the night. I'm Bob McWilliams. Tom Parkinson will bring you jazz starting after the 11 o'clock news. Chen Chen Liu's album, The Path, from 2020. I first heard her playing with Jeremy Peltz's group. Very impressed. On this particular album, it's keyboards from Shedrick Mitchell, bass by Richie Goods, drums by Alan Bernard, and various guests such as trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. We're going to hear some really fine new outings in the first part of this hour. We'll be hearing from the new one from bassist Ben Wolf in this set. Also guitarist Alex Wintz and our Jazz Album of the Week from trumpeter Brian Lynch. Later from the Vinyl Vault, tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton for you on KPR. Before we hear from Ben Wolf, we're going to start off with Rosanna Avitra, a terrific album she did 3 decades ago for Telarc Records called Passion Dance. And this one is called Strollin'. It is not the Horace Silver song Strollin'. It's an alternative name for Charles Mingus's song to Nostalgia in Times Square. Rosanna Vitro here on KPR.
I'm strolling. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm strolling. And I'm moaning, and I'm moaning. He left me for another, and I'm moaning. He said, honey, I'll never let you go, because I love you so. Well, he promised that he'd care for me, but all I got was misery. I stayed at home each night alone while he ran. strolling. I'm sighing. I'm talking to myself to keep from crying all alone. He doesn't ever phone. I'm so miserable, I feel like dying. Yes, I got the blues. I'm so confused. Tired of strolling around. Oh, I'm strolling.